Did my father strike my gentleman for chiding of his fool?
Aye, madam.
By day and night he wrongs me. Every hour he flashes into one gross crime or other that sets us all at odds. I'll not endure it. His nights grow riotous, and himself upbraids us on every trifle. When he returns from hunting, I will not speak with him. Say I am sick. If you come slack of former services, you shall do well. The fault of it, I'll answer.
He's coming, madam. I hear him.
Put on what weary negligence you please, you and your fellows. I'd have it come to question. If he distaste it, let him to my sister, whose mind and mine I know in that are one, not to be overruled. Idle man, that still would manage those authorities that he hath given away. Now, by my life, old fools are babes again, and must be used with checks as flatteries when they are seen abused. Remember what I have said.
Well, madam.
And let his knights have colder looks among you. What grows of it? No matter. Advise your fellows so. I would breed from hence occasions, and I shall, that I may speak. I'll write straight to my sister to hold my course. Prepare for dinner.